to be a game captain, man, it means a lot to me, man. It's an honor, you know, and it's a privilege, for real. It means the guys got a lot of respect for me. It means I learned a lot, you know, since I've been here. And so, you know, that still means that it's still a lot to go for me, you know, as far as, you know, my potential here. And, you know, as far as this year, it's still a lot to go for us, you know, as a football team. So, you know, these guys believe in me. And, you know, they're just showing me and they telling me that, hey, we're behind you. So, hey, lead us on.
You said before that just because you and Brandon are young doesn't mean you can't be leaders on this team. Do you think those are the type of things that built you becoming a captain this early in the season?
Oh, yeah, I believe that, you know. And, you know, like I said, just because me and Brandon young, well, since we were rookies, that it doesn't mean that we can't be leaders. You know, since it's our first year, doesn't mean we can't be leaders. You know, it don't matter if you're out there saying, you know, you can lead by example. And that's one thing you taught as a young guy, you know, as taught as, you know, any football athlete, you know, you taught to be a leader by example. You know, if you don't say nothing, especially if it's your first year on the team.
What do you take from that first Cincinnati game and you're going to apply to this one?
Just really that, you know, that you got to take everything that they give you. And, you know, Cincinnati, you know, a team with the linebackers, you know, and they linebackers are coming out here every play. So you got to make sure you got to take anything that they give you. And so, you know, they're going to have Carlos Dunlap back, and I got to, you know, play against him in college. And I know what type of player he is, and I know that guy is long and he's fast, and he's one of them guys that's a rare specimen to the game, for real. And so when it comes down to it, you got to make sure you try to get into the second level. And when you do that, you got to make sure you make guys miss because, you know, them guys are going to try to put a hat on you. Because if you look at that secondary, each one of them guys are first-round guys. So you got to get everything you can on them.
You got to run on the perimeter this last game, any of the games. I saw you ran on 85% of the plays. But can you, in your mind, you think you can handle more as far as more carries, more passes thrown to you? I'm sure you always want that. Right now, do you feel like your body's in a place where you can handle even more?
Well, as a football player and an athlete, you know, you always want to play every play of the game. You always want to play every play of the game, and you always want to ball every play of the game. But in due time, it's going to come. I know Coach got a plan, and he's doing what he do. And, you know, he's doing what he know best. And so, you know, he's going to, you know, get everybody in and make sure he put me in the right position, and, you know, to score a touchdown or, you know, to try to gain yards and make a first down. So, like I say, the game's much bigger than me, and we got other guys out there on the field with a lot of potential. You know, when Obi's in the game, Obi does a real good job. You know, a lot of people talk about what I did, but Obi got us the first down on the 38-yard screen. So Obi did his job. And so when Obi get in, he's just as good as I am, even probably much better on third down.
Were you excited for the excitement? Can you get more runs to the perimeter last week? Is that something that you really needed or wanted? Because it seemed like you guys were having more yards.
Well, on the perimeter, I really think, you know, it wasn't more runs on the perimeter. I think they just bounced outside. I mean, so it just really came down to what, you know, their game plan, what they was doing. So we just had to counter, you know, anything they did. So, you know, we look at this game plan here. We just going to, you know, look at more film and see what, you know, what's the best option for us to run.
Was that a natural, you bouncing it outside on your own, or more of the play call?
It was just more, you know, on my own, you know, really what they gave me. So they was, you know, crowding the inside, so we had to go outside a little bit more. And, you know, like I said, you know, with New York, they was big inside. They, you know, they got a big D-line, and that's something they pride themselves in. They big and fast, so, you know, they stick up a lot of room inside.
Don't they have to be smart about your playing time, though, too? I mean, you're only 2 months away since surgery. You're only 5 games into it. I hope it's going to be a real long career. Don't they have to monitor maybe, you know, how much wear and tear you get right away?
Well, I think Coach knows what he's doing, and, you know, and our trainers are talking to him every day, and they know, you know, game plan for me each and every week. He's going to increase every week, and, you know, I'm prepared for it. And I'm out there working hard at practice, give more reps and doing more I can, you know, to stay and be in the best shape I can. So when I do, you know, get 100% of the carries or, you know, 100% of the calls out there, I'll be ready for it.
Screen passes. Do you like being involved in a screen pass play, and is this team good at it?
Oh yeah, I think we're really good at screen passes, and I love screen passes. You know, like I said, you know, when it's due and it all called, if I'm in the game, I can't wait to get them. I love screen passes.
Hey Trent, do you have any concern at all of hitting a rookie wall? I mean, every rookie's asked this about the rookie wall. You don't seem like the type of guy that would bother, right? You run right through it.
No, I don't fear the rookie wall. I don't care about the rookie wall. You know, people talk about that stuff, but you know, if you notice my last few seasons of football has been championship games, and so we had to go all the way. And the way we practice at Alabama is game situation. So yeah. Saban made us practice in scrimmage all the way to our bowl game. And our bowl game was most likely the national championship games, which is like five games,
yeah.
5 days before the Super Bowl. So,
good point.
Rookie wall for me is, I don't think I hit that wall no time soon.
Hey, Trent, following up on Jimmy's question, why do you like screen passes so much? Because you got a full head of steam and they're that much tougher to bring down?
Oh, yeah, full head of steam, and I think I can do more, you know, while I'm in space. And, you know, I like making guys miss. And, you know, a lot of people just think I'm here to run over people. Mm-hmm. I don't have to run over people. That's, you know, that's part of being a complete back. I can run past people. I can, you know, make people miss, and then I can run them over. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, it's just, you know, me just having a lot of talent, you know, being blessed, you know, with a lot of skills that God gave me.
You've never been shy about speaking up.
I think it's just really been, you know, just ingrained in me as I was a young boy. My mom never been shy of anything she did. My mom always made do for us, you know, whatever, and she always told us, you know, whatever you do, make sure you do it, you know, for a purpose, and make sure you out there, you're doing your best, and you got anything to say, and you feel like any type of way between anything, you make sure you speak your mind. You don't never hold nothing in, because that can kill you inside.
Couple more guys.
This team now at 0-5, is there any kind of pressure building in the locker room to get that first win out there in the season?
I think it's always pressure, you know, when it comes to, you know, getting your first win, and we still haven't got it yet. I think we're like the last team in the NFL not to have a win yet. I mean, so it's a lot of, you know, but I think it's only pressure if you make a pressure. But I think that we can pull this off, man, and we're not getting blowed out by any team for real. I think last week was really our worst performance, you know, but like I tell, like Coach told us, if we do one play better than each week, we'll be right there. We got to make sure we learn how to finish games.
Trent, did you lose 5 games, period, at Alabama?
No, I never lost 5 games at Alabama.
I mean, total.
No. Nah.
This is, like, totally ridiculous. Foreign territory.
I mean, it's not ridiculous. I mean, it's a process, man. And I learned that early in the season, in the preseason. And guys tell me, that, hey, man, you know, and it's the NFL, you don't win every game. You know, you hope to win every game, and you want to win every game. But, you know, just look at the Giants last year. They didn't win every game, and they won a Super Bowl.
Hey, Cincinnati was kind of your breakout game. How much better can you be this time against
them? Well, it really depends how we play and what they, you know, give us. I mean, so I'm pretty sure they're going to try to game plan around me, and they're going to try to do everything, you know, they can to stop me. So that's when Brandon come in and play. That's when, you know, G Little come in and play. And that's when a lot of our guys, you know, with different talents come in to play. Oh, Obanaya, that's when he come in to play. So, you know, when people just going to, you know, come in and try to, you know, just take me out, we got a lot of, you know, more talents out there. So, you know, when everybody's on their job, man, I think that we can all just increase our play, you know, much better.